Mission.
It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and these are the first words I have spoken today. I didn't even talk to my cat today, so far, because my cat was sleeping. Anyway, am I looking for stuff? Yeah, let's get out of the car. Ooh. And here we are. Where is here, you might ask? Here is the OPPD Arboretum. And we are looking for matis and mushrooms. Where's my mati? I'm gonna walk up Marmot Alley, which also provides me with the opportunity to look at the hill. And boy, we had mats on the hill for a while, but we haven't seen any in some time, so it's not surprising to me now not to find any up there. Where's my mates? Mates! They got to be around here somewhere. Oh, everybody loves mates. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Because that reminds me of that stupid song. I woke up and have this stupid song stuck into my head. What stupid song is that, you might ask? Well, it was the stupid song from the horrible movie the other night, Night Train to Terror. I highly recommend you watch it. I heard it's on YouTube. So if you've got about 2 hours and you just want to see the worst, literally, train wreck ever, it's a catastrophe. Alright, I'm going to go over to the bushes here and look for matis in the mati holes. Any matis in the holes today? Oh, what was that? That must have been one. Was that you, mati? Is there a mati in there? What was that? No, I walked up to these bushes and I was looking over in the one hole and I heard a sound over by the other hole and I didn't see who it was, but there was somebody in the bushes. It might have been a mati, but I didn't see it. It might have been a rabbit. I suppose it could have been there's another sound. Who's back there? It could be a mati. Could also be a turkey. We've seen turkeys hanging out right here before too. Alright, it's a fairly lovely day. I keep hearing sounds behind me. So I woke up, had the stupid song from the horrible movie stuck in my head. And I'm trying to not think about it. But the more I try to not think about it, the more I actually think about it. And I start singing that stupid song. Oh, it's horrible. The one good thing is I did get to drink a little bit of hot tea this morning. Is there somebody under this bush too? No, that's just a leaf. And it's fairly cool. It's less than 70 degrees. So I'm happy. I'm a happy, happy camper. Now, speaking of movies, I sort of watched a movie last night. It came on pretty late, but I stayed up and watched the whole thing. I don't know why. Well, sort of. I was doing other stuff too, but I did try to give my attention to The Three Musketeers. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're remembering yesterday. Didn't you watch The Three Musketeers a couple days ago? Ah, yes. Yes, I did. But it was a different version. The Three Musketeers that I was talking about a few days ago, or yesterday, or whenever it was, was the Gene Kelly as D'Artagnan version. And that's a pretty cheesy classic. It's, you know, straight up Hollywood. Clean costumes, you know, nobody ever gets dirty. It's all done on a soundstage and fantasy sets and costumes, and it's pretty cheesy, but it's fun. I'm looking around here for some dudes. I'm not finding any dudes. Well, no wonder. Oh, I was going to say, is that a dog? No, it's not a dog. What's over here? Nothing. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, the version of The Three Musketeers that was on last night was the Michael York version. Now, you've probably heard me say a number of times that Michael York is a terrible actor. On par with Ryan O'Neill for lack of acting ability. And yeah, this is generally true, but in this version of The Three Musketeers, we at least get to see Michael York smile. Which is, you know, one facial expression more than someone like Ryan O'Neill can produce. So, you know, good job, Michael. And so, this version of Three Musketeers is a lot different than the Gene Kelly version, in that it's a lot more verite. It's realistic looking, meaning that all the sets are like real locations and not, you know, Disney looking props on a soundstage somewhere. And the fight scenes are much more realistic. And there's a lot of other aspects. But the weird part about this version is that it's also like strangely slapstick. And although the dialogue is totally straight, meaning, you know, they're not just saying stupid jokes for no reason, they're actually, you know, going through the proper script, a legitimate script that's dramatic and, you know, like action-filled. But then whenever there's fights, there's very serious fights, but then they throw in these elements of just stupid slapstick. People getting hit on the head and people falling down a lot. It's very strange. And I gotta tell you, I've seen this film now, I don't know, maybe like half a dozen times. Oh, Jesus. Somebody left their iPhone on the bench here. Now I have a moral dilemma. God damn it. I'm just gonna walk right away. This is not my problem. It's not my anything. So anyway, I never liked this movie before. I never liked this version of The Three Musketeers because I never understood it. It's, you gotta watch it to understand. If you are not aware that this is supposed to be a comedy going into it, you might not pick up on that fact. Because if you go into it blind, it looks like you're just watching a movie where they had a big budget and could spend money, but threw in all these really terrible pseudo-comedic moments. I don't know about you, but I don't find slapstick to be particularly funny. Somebody falls down, and that's not a joke. That's not comedy. Regardless of context. I mean, it's slapstick. It's comedy for little kids who aren't real bright and adults who are mentally challenged. So I watched the movie knowing these things and trying to analyze it, and there are a couple of good parts, but then they sort of instantly get ruined by these stupid slapstick moments. So it's kind of like, yeah, okay, well, but... So I don't know. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I just need to watch it again. Is there something that I'm not understanding about this film? Something fairly fundamental? I suppose it's possible. I never discount the possibility of my own ignorance. So maybe I'm just missing something. It's a good movie. I mean, it's beautiful to look at. Unlike the Gene Kelly version, which, you know, that movie just looks like a cartoon. It's just like a live-action cartoon. It looks Disney. Why am I hearing voices? Oh, okay. Now I understand. But this version, like I said, it's eye candy. I don't know where they filmed it, but oh, it just looks so great. And I'm walking back up towards the amphitheater, and that phone is still sitting there. This is what I hate about the iPhone people. Oh, I got a cell phone and I have to have the iPhone, and you know, considering what this costs, a good, you know, $1,200 a year, you might want to be a little bit more careful with your electronic devices. God, people are stupid. Oh well. Is other people's stupidity my responsibility? I don't feel that it is. You know, I understand that I have some kind of responsibility towards society. I live in society. I'm a member of society. Do I contribute to society? I don't know. That's debatable. Whether or not I contribute to our society today is probably an arguable idea. However, that doesn't mean I can prey upon society. That means doesn't mean I can take advantage of society. And I don't think that's right. I think that I should be able to. When other people are so stupid as to be victimizing themselves, I shouldn't be blamed for the opportunity that I have taken. I shouldn't be able to be blamed for... I can't be blamed for other people's stupidity. And if I somehow benefit from other people's stupidity, how is that my fault? These are the moral and ethical dilemmas that I face on a daily basis. Just mind-boggling. Abso-freaking-lutely mind-boggling. Oh, we got walkers in here today. We got all kinds of idiots in here today. Apparently. I'm walking away. Is this a setup? This is the other thing to think about. Is this bait? Is this thief bait? You know, if I'm gonna steal a phone, you know, I think I'd have to steal a phone. This wouldn't be stealing. This is more like, this could be it's a trap! This could be a trap. So, I'm walking away. I'm walking away from the phone. Because, you know, even if I took it, what would I do with it? Nothing. I've got no use for a phone. I don't call anybody. Nobody calls me. And I don't need a mobile computer device because I already have a mobile computer device in my pocket chip. which is fun. I've been playing with that a lot lately. What did I do recently that made me so proud and happy? Oh yes, I managed to SSH from my pocket chip to my Raspberry Pi that I use as my main computer. I logged in and I was like, woohoo! And I got so excited, I'm like, wow, did I really log in? And I had to go over to my Raspberry Pi and type in W, and look at there, there's my remote login. Oh, it's so awesome! I'm the awesomest computer guy ever. And then I tried to SSH from my Raspberry Pi into the pocket chip, and that didn't work because I needed a password. And it wasn't the default password. It wasn't the password I set. I don't know why I couldn't go in the other direction. I don't know anything about computers, but you can't expect me to, since I've never had a computer class or any computer education in my lifetime. It was all before my time. But that didn't prevent me from learning a whole bunch of stuff anyway. So now I'm up here looking for deer. Are there any deer back here today? Where's my deersy dudes at? We should start seeing deer again soon. I wonder if they have any praying mantises here. Maybe we should find a good grassy area and look for some praying manti. Some mantises. Some various mantids. Oh, that might be fun, but where would we look for these mantids? I don't know. Oh, probably over there by the rocks. So we gotta walk. We should go check on the chestnuts, shouldn't we? Yeah. I'm turning around so I can go down this other path. So now we're on the way to the chestnut tree. We're gonna check the chestnuts. Alright, so, in other news, Leicester beat Porto in the UEFA Champions League. Yeehaw! Rock on! Hey, what's that? Is that auricularia? Maybe. So I'm happy. Leicester's not doing super great in the league, and that would be the English Premier League. But they are doing pretty good in Champions League, so that makes me happy. Boy, it's kind of cool in the shade out here today. This is great. Do I want to cross this mud? No, I do not want to cross this mud. Okay, we gotta backtrack. Oh, backtrack and go over the bridge. And look for some tracks down there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's raccoon tracks in there. Okay, I'm gonna walk over yet another footbridge. Do 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 do. And what other games did I watch yesterday? I watched Bayer Leverkusen. And I like them because they're the aspirin team. And Chicharito plays for them right now. And I don't know what his status is. I don't think I ever heard. I don't know if he's still on loan or if he got sold to them. We'll find out eventually. Yeah, Chicharito, he had a hat trick too. He's been on fire. I love Chicharito. And in other football news, oh boy, this is the craziest one ever. Wayne Rooney did not start. Hello, we are Bingo Battery. Bingo Battery. Yes, it's true. Once again, the battery has died in the middle
of doing our show. Oh, I hate Bingo Bitch. I should explain that comment. You might remember me talking about my friend Tenzin, a Bhutanese gentleman who once spent some time as a monk. And I used to work with this guy in an Indian restaurant downtown in the old market. And at the same time that I worked at this was a couple decades ago, one of our TV stations, the local Fox affiliate, was running a television bingo game. You know how it goes. They mail you out some cards and they announce numbers on TV. You've seen it before in some format or another. And the hostess of the television bingo game was a woman by the name of Teresa Cassidy. And just by coincidence, she happened to live in a loft in the same building as the Indian restaurant that Tenzin and I worked at. And consequently, she ate at the Indian restaurant quite a bit. Now, she was one of these people who thought that because she was on TV, she was some kind of important celebrity. And she had the right to do whatever she wanted to do. And whenever she ate at the restaurant, she would come into the kitchen after eating and basically complain about the food. She would come in and say, "Oh, it was great, guys, but blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah." And the first time this ever happened, I was astonished. I'm like, "I'm going to walk over there and slap you." But the other guys, Tenzin included, the chefs, they didn't do anything. They just, yeah, and wave her off and get her the hell out of the kitchen. And after the first time this ever happened, Tenzin walks over to me and he says, "I hate Bingo Bitch." And I just lost it. I laughed so hard, I almost cried. Because, one, it was the first time I'd ever heard her referred to as Bingo Bitch. And, two, it was the first time I'd ever heard anything bad about anybody else come out of Tenzin's mouth. He was always the happiest person, loved everybody, except Bingo Bitch. And three, it was just so classic to hear him say that. "I hate Bingo Bitch," in his crazy accent. Oh, it was just every time I think about it, and I start laughing. And so when I said, "Oh, we are Bingo Battery," somehow that reminded me of Bingo Bitch, and I hate Bingo Bitch. All right, maybe we need to get back to business. What was I talking about before we went Bingo Battery? Jose Mourinho? Yeah, Jose Mourinho. No, yeah, Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney did not start against Leicester over the weekend. Maybe that's why Manchester United won by 3 goals or whatever. I think the score was 4-1. Why did Jose Mourinho not play Wayne Rooney? I don't know. I'm sure he thought it was a great strategic choice being as they won, but I really have to question his logic. Jose Mourinho. And what else was I doing? Oh, yes. Even though we went Bingo Battery, I did manage to walk up to the chestnut tree, check out the chestnuts, and they were all still green and very spiky and on the tree. I took a picture of one just because I thought, oh, well, I should do this. I don't know why I thought that. And then when I was walking back to my car, I walked by the water feature, and they've got some goldfish. Oh, I'm sorry, some koi. Yeah, give a fancy name to a trash fish. It's just a carp. It's a crappy carp. It happens to be orange. Oh, let's venerate these fish. So anyway, I took some pictures of some fish in the water. So what? This is kind of when I wish I had an underwater camera. Some underwater pictures of those fish might have been kind of neat, but just, you know, pointing a camera at fish swimming around in a little pond. I'm looking at the pictures right now. It's not that thrilling. I don't know if I'm going to show you or not. I guess we'll find out. Oh, what else am I going to do today? Well, now that I'm bingo battery, guess I should probably find some batteries. Yeah, maybe it's not that important. The weather is starting to get cooler. I'm going to have to be doing all my shows from inside the house. So, we got power in the house. Wait, did I just say that? Yes, I did. Power in the House is also the title of the first CD that I ever appeared on back in 19... So, yeah. Another phrase that means something to me. The Power in the House compilation was also the very first CD ever produced in the state of Nebraska. And here's another interesting little tidbit of information. There is somebody else besides me who is played frequently on Anon Radio who appears on the Power in the House CD. Can you guess who it was? I'll give you 10 seconds to think about it. And while you're thinking, I'm going to take a sip of tea. I am drinking hot tea today. It's so yummy. And the artist, the Anon Radio artist who also appears on the Power in the House CD is, of course, Maureen Evans Hansen. So there's another strange little tie between me and Anon Radio. And I just had another bizarre thought. I'm not sure how this popped into my head, but I think it's Doug's birthday today. Is today Doug's birthday? Gosh, it's either the 2nd or the 4th. I can't remember. All right. Well, looks like I'm going to have to email Doug and tell him happy birthday. And as I sit here and think of other things I need to do today, do I need to go to the store? No. Should I go up to the hospital and visit my friend? Yes, I will do that later. There was something else that I was going to do today, and now I can't think of what it was. I guess I got it. What was I going to do? Well, it seems like I've got some errand or something to do today. I don't remember what it is. Well, one thing I should do is I should probably take a bath. I think I can smell myself. Walking around is, it's nice and cool, but that doesn't mean I don't get sweaty. So I think what I'm going to do today is take a bath. Maybe I'll take my pocket chip with me, send a few emails while I'm sitting in my bathtub just because I can. That'll be something fun to do. Oh boy. So if you get any mysterious emails from me in which I do not use a shift key, and I'm typing, and I'm thumb typing in all lowercase letters with lots of typos and mistakes, then you'll know that you have received an email while I was sitting in the bathtub. I should probably get that ready and get it together. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I am your chairman for the Dubious Bingo Bitch Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm completely out of time, so I've got to go. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what wackiness we get up to. Maybe we'll run out of batteries. Maybe we'll find a Mati or a Harrenhaven girl or a mantis. Who knows? Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.